The lead single from the record was Lonely One. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, Lonely One is the first song we put out. And Lonely One is, it's got a bit of a, it's again, a little bit more of a personal song for me as well. And I was in a relationship for a while, and that didn't end up being the right one, and that was kind of, I guess, built around that stage of my life. It was also around the time that I was, I'd grown so far apart from the Kevin Roy and what Kevin Roy was, and I was really struggling, I think, with identity and who I was. And it's kind of I guess a piece of, like, I just want to be content, sort of thing. I just looking for, just looking for that peace of mind, sort of, I guess, like that satisfied mind. But, like, I don't need to be the luckiest person alive. I just want to be kind of comfortable and be able to tolerate, who I am, I guess, and how I feel. And it was kind of, it's the first track off of the album, which is why we put that out. And, why I put it out first, rather. And it kind of sets the tone. It's a concept record with the songs kind of weaving in and out off the first on the first side. And it's kind of the launch pad for the story of the songs to come.
I also love the album art. Who conceptualized and created that?
That was done by myself. As Mr. K, part of my, aside from writing music, I'm also a photographer, and I share most of my work through my Instagram channel, which is Hey Hey Mr. K, and that's M-I-S-T-E-R, spelt out, Mr. K. And I more recently, when I was putting together the album art, I wanted to take control of all the facets of this project and make sure that I had my... I kind of left my mark on everything, from the artwork to the music to, I wanted to curate everything. And so, it'd been a while since I'd been doing some work in, like, Photoshop and stuff, but I had this idea of doing maybe a little bit more of a surrealist kind of approach to it, and a collage, so to speak. And so I did, I took photographs of mine that I'd had over the last 5 years or so of touring as Kevin Roy, and I started chopping them up and putting together little collage pieces that kind of reflect the songs within the booklet. And the album cover itself is my house that I live in. So I live in a schoolhouse that was built in 1896 with my fiance, and she's also a school teacher as well. So we're two school teachers who live in and that's, again, like that back to that serendipity, right? That's, we found this house, I think it was the week or two into starting recording of this record. And I still hadn't changed my moniker to Mr. K yet. It was still Kevin Roy. And then, this schoolhouse place came up, we moved in here, and it's just like, it just seemed like there's all these little serendipitous kind of things that were leading me towards a shift in, the branding of how I want this music to come out and stuff. And
isn't it wonderful when that happens?
It really is. And one more point further on the serendipity is Hundreds of Dollars was the second song that came out, and the day that song was released, we went to our local bar in town here, and they have a Chase the Ace game that goes on, and our jackpot was up to like 70 or 80,000. And the night that song came out, I actually, my ticket was drawn, didn't win the 80,000, but I did, as consolation, win, I think it was like 1400 or 1500 bucks. So it's just the fact that I won hundreds of dollars on the day that song came out was just a little bit too weird for me. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of the upcoming releases and tour dates?
Yeah, for sure. The website is heyheymrk.com, and Mr. K is always spelt out, M-I-S-T-E-R. Heyheymrk.com, and from there, there's links to all the streaming sites, or if you want to keep in touch with the photography and stuff, you can follow me up on the Instagram and Facebook as well. All the links are on my site, so that's kind of the hub for it all.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Game of Hearts. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, it's a political song, and that was the second song that was written for this album. And yeah, it's, you know what, I actually wrote this song the day Tom Petty had passed away. I was up in Inuvik in Northwest Territories, and before I got on my flight heading out, I'd heard about there was that mass shooting that happened at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas at a music festival. So it was a very somber morning, and I got on the plane. When the plane landed in Dawson City, I found out Tom Petty had passed away, and it was just a very emotional day. And it started getting me thinking about the state of our kind of global climate. And so it's a bit of a political song. And the third verse in that one is about that day, but the other verses are about other issues that I feel a little for.
Great song, and I really look forward to hearing the rest of the album. Kevin, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much, May. I really appreciate it.
Hearts and someone changed the rules, 'cause the Joker wears a Trump suit and he towers over you. The great white north's receding and there's only so far to go. The glaciers tear and disappear into the undertow. Would you spare some change for the polar bears that head on into town? 'Cause the coffee shop down the block will have the only ice caps around. And I feel I'm living in a game of hearts and someone changed the rules. 'Cause the Joker wears a Trump suit and he towers over you. Salmon run to feed our fellow man, but the water winds and took our lines. They got snagged on the dam, and so we cursed them all with the childish games they're playing with the wild. Red Rover, Red Rover, call the salmon queen over. And I feel I'm living in a game of hearts and someone changed the rules. 'Cause the Joker wears a Trump suit and he towers over you. Mandalay Bay Hotel and let bullets drain like acid rain. He headed back down to hell. Well, I'd rather been with Mary Jane learning how to fly, but my tears they fall for Uncle Tom and the other 59. And I feel I'm living in a game of hearts and someone changed the rules. 'Cause the Joker wears a Trump suit and he towers over you. And I feel I'm living in a game of hearts and someone changed the rules. 'Cause the Joker wears a Trump suit and he towers over you. The Joker wears a Trump suit.